Call this meeting to order of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Has everybody gotten a chance to look over the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of February 1st.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Lauren. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Before we move on to the other resolutions, tonight, resolution number 131, 132, and 133 are going to be pulled by the sponsor, myself and Legislator Lauren. It's been brought to our attention that there's errors in all three of the resolutions on property descriptions, and we've been asked to withdraw them, and they'll be back probably next month under written properly.
So 131,
132, and 133.
Okay.
Any discussion on any of that? Anybody want to talk about any of it? If not, I'll move into regular resolution. Okay, resolution number 87, amending the electric vehicle station policy. This is the new, the revised policy from Legislator Richard Perry. I don't know if you've got, I got the chance to look at it.
What's this doing now? Is this a no county employee can,
right,
can use that station?
That's correct.
The time limit on how long you can stay there is 2 hours.
Two hours.
Yeah, they put that in there.
I'm moving for discussion.
I'll second the discussion. Okay.
I'll second. All right. This one here, go into the center.
I just find the whole thing ridiculous.
Yeah.
Nobody, it's not like we're losing money. Because Central Hudson, or not Central Hudson, Chamber of Commerce is paying for it. It's not costing the county a nickel. And every month we get the same thing. They change it a little and put it back in.
It reminds me of the pet salary law.
If there's no more discussion, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Warren. Do I hear a second? No second? Okay, then I guess it's dead.
Right?
What about doing this now, you know?
Is
that on it?
Yeah, signing is a, disapprove.
Okay.
Well, I'll see no motion. Nobody second it.
Okay. Okay. Resolution number 93, authorizing the formation.
Excuse me, I got one quick question.
Sure.
We didn't take a vote on it, so you didn't have to approve it. There was another second, so we had
no
vote.
Right.
It wasn't moving, it wasn't moving.
Resolution number 93, authorizing the formation of a special committee to provide additional oversight on capital project number 494, Business Resource Center renovations to accommodate family court.
Okay, I'll move it. I'll second it for discussion.
Okay.
What do we know about this? This is what I know about this is, Kenny talked about this in the paper.
Right.
I don't know much about it other than that, so I just want to know more about it.
Know more about
the oversight. Who's going to be doing the oversight, for example?
He's going to form a committee of five people. I believe he wants to...
page 2 of the resolution. Committee.
Okay.
One legislator appointed by the chairman of the legislature who will serve as chairman of the special committee. One member chair of the Ulster County Legislative Ways and Means Committee. one member will be one of these means committee member appointed by the minority leader. One member will be the chair of the Elton County Legislature of Public Works and Capital Projects Committee, 50B.
Mm-hmm.
And then one member will be the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee by the minority leader. So it looks like it's two people from Ways and Means, two people from Public Works, and then the legislator appointed by the chairman.
Okay, and are they going to set up their own rules, like how often they meet?
I think it's stationary that we have to have our first meeting within 30 days of prior to the project starting.
Right.
And then...
That's what it says.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they're going to... they're going to make up their own rules. I mean, I'm just saying, they're going to have some sort of bylaw.
Yeah.
Some sort of rules.
Yeah. I don't know. Until probably we get together.
Well, I don't have an issue with it. I just want to know.
I think what it is what Kenny is trying to do is just...
He just has more oversight to the project.
Well, right. It says the special committee to oversee the Ulster County Family Court relocation to make sure that there's a smooth transition.
Right.
And is hereby created for the general oversight of the capital project.
Right.
I don't think that the goal is to micromanage it.
But I mean even
just
the general...
Make sure on time, they're
going to be meeting,
they get something like that.
I think everybody once a week, once every 2 weeks.
Well, I think that's what this is coming from. I think this is an excellent idea, personally. Right. The legislature should keep a close eye on this project, so we don't end up like a jail situation, you know?
So I don't have an issue. I'm excited about your side of the rules.
I entertain a motion to move it.
Mm-hmm. I already did.
Okay. Right. Motion made by Legislator Mahoney, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Well, I'd like to be out of this. Also, that's okay.
As a sponsor?
Yes.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of all Republican opinion going on.
I think I'm just saying everybody, I would assume even the caucuses are going to be fine.
But I'll just do
it. But for now, you can't do that. But I'm assuming that everybody... I'm assuming everybody is going to want it.
Yeah.
Resolution number 94, authorizing the County of Ulster to dedicate County Bridge number 169, also known as the Salt Hill School Bridge, on County Road 10, Salt Hill Road, over the Salt Hill Creek, located in the town of Ulster, New York, in memory of Chief Anthony E. Cruz.
I will make that motion.
Okay, motion made.
You want to make the second?
Township. Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Mahoney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 100, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Safeco Alarm System Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is monitoring the maintenance and repair services for the security, fire, and environmental alarm system in various county buildings. $71,412. Is that 71?
Yes, that's a dollar, not a five.
Yes,
$71. Well, 571.
Right.
71. It's all appropriated dollars. And that's all the county buildings that this company has. There's not a separate...
I don't think we have anybody else that does alarm monitoring. The name is kind of a lot of the...
We do this every year with them?
Well,
it runs till 17.
This is 1 year.
Yeah.
And we do it every year with them.
And what?
We do.
And I got to ask you, so what does this contract include, though?
The maintenance of all the alarm systems, the monitoring of the alarm
systems, the
notification, and...
Do they own the systems themselves, and we just, like, lease them?
No, I think we may own... I don't know the answer to that question. I think that that it is not necessarily their equipment in all instances.
Okay.
It is their programming.
Okay.
I don't know if we... Go ahead.
I was going to say, do we have permits for those?
Permits for...
Well, we passed the law last year that you have to get a permit for your alarm system, so if it goes off, all commercial alarm systems have to have a permit.
Anyway, meanwhile, back on the range.
Okay then.
I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Lorne. Seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye. Alrighty. Resolution number 101, approving the execution of the contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, the Neer and Larius PC Department of Public Works. I think this is for some engineering on design and services related to slope stabilization projects on various locations on county roads. 114, 65, and 14. I'm sure that those are the county roads. That's the numbers.
Photographs in the back.
In the photographs, yeah. That's
what I call it.
Oh,
so
much.
We need to get a determination on the best way to stabilize these. And we had, I think, money, capital money rolled over from last year, our geostabilization money. We didn't use it all.
Mm-hmm.
So the capital had money in it to bring, to look into these.
Yeah, you can tell these are going to be tricky to do. Just by looking at the
figures you gave me.
Just a question. Mm-hmm. The Whitlake Road bid documents ready a little bit of a failed gabion wall. Stones, gabion baskets will not be allowed for the repair option. They're not, people, they don't want gabions anymore.
Well, I think that's what failed, so I don't think, I think the thinking is that that did not work.
Right.
So it's going to have to be something more substantial.
Well, although it says gabion wall has failed due to scour, resulting in an unstable embankment above. So if you take care of the scour problem, you could probably still gabions back there.
I don't know what the plan is, engineering-wise, that is, I guess, why we hire somebody to look at it. Why it says that, I would imagine that Andrew Emmerich could probably explain to you why that language is in there.
What's
that
a gabion?
We don't want to use them.
What's a gabion?
The box of stone.
In the wire.
In the wire.
Oh. Yeah.
Through it.
Oh, the gabion box.
Yeah. It's both.
They hold
like
the debris back and stuff.
Okay.
Well, mm-hmm. I hold the debris back and stuff from coming off of the first embankment.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You must see him on the
street.
I've
seen him.
Yeah.
Right there on your left hand.
Yeah. So we get four county areas. Right, yeah? You mm-hmm. spend $113,000 in design.
For three different.
Oh, this.
Yeah.
We study hard in
school. Oh. Yeah, I see.
You know what it is, though. No.
I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I didn't know that that's what it was called. I see. I do see that. I see that up on the Troy up past Catskill.
Mm-hmm.
on the southbound lane.
We use them a lot in Central Street.
Yes. The public floor.
Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Maximum Security Products Corporation Department of Public Works. This is for replacement of security door cranes, operating and locking devices in 7 locations at the law enforcement center. $66,884.
$844,000. No, you're right. $844.
These are the last 7 Sally Court doors that need to be
replaced. Did they replace them or refinish them?
They're replacing the frames and the doors. So I would say that it's a replacement rather than a repair.
You're
going to make them work again, so
okay.
They're
repairing
them.
Okay.
What is the Sally Port door?
The double one.
Okay.
Close one before you open the other.
Right, okay.
That noise that echoes in your head when you try to sleep.
Yeah. We've done some of
these. Do you remember Maxwell Smart?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
What is English? If you ever
have to access a prison, you will remember those best
times. Definitely. I'll entertain a motion to move this.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
I have one quick question. How often are these things, these kind of doors replaced? Or this is the first time?
How old is the jail?
Yeah, it's 11 years. So it was open in 2006. I wasn't here.
A lot of use.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm just curious, though.
I think they had a 3-year warranty, which obviously.
Amending capital project number 478 and 476, Woodland Valley Bridge and Ort. Todd Bridge, Department of Public Works.
So we had 3 bridges on what we had a resolution for various bridges.
Yeah.
With these 2 and 1 other ones. And normally when we have that, we put language in there that allows the Commissioner of Finance to move money between the projects. This obviously you all asked this. And that language was not in the resolution for this, so even though we are 39,000 under budget on Fort Todd, Woodland Valley is going to cost us 37,000 more, so we just want the authority.
So it's a wash. There's no kind of no additional money.
No. Nope. 37 out of one and 37 into the other.
Yeah,
one.
No additional.
Okay. I'll move it.
Motion made by Chairman Tatiano, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
All
opposed. Motion carried.
Just ballpark, what's the length of, average length of these?
The bridges?
Yeah.
How far do you have?
I know Sawfield is like 115 feet across.
Let me get you that information.
Just curious.
Good question.
This resolution establishing capital project number 484, Courthouse Memorial, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. How many times did I hear my father over the years say, "You kids are going to put me in the courthouse"?
No.
Is this where we met? Replace the new pulse?
Exactly.
Right. Well, how long ago it was open, I understand.
$100,000 pocket through a bond, something the county executive, I guess, wants to do to help keep our
history
for Ulster County. I like things like this.
Yeah.
Motion made by Legislator Lawrence. Seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Close. Don't mistake the
The pause.
This is probably going to be about the same size.
Right.
The memorial out here.
All that granite?
Was it 250 or 500?
Was it
250? I was
going to
say, I think it had more than this.
I think it was 500.
A resolution number 125 establishing capital project number 495, Golden Hill Water Tower, 2017-2022 capital program, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
To be honest, Scott, I really didn't look through this. I don't know much about this.
This is a big project. Actually, I think we get to charge some of
the
new owners of Golden Hills.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's, what does that put supplies in, doesn't it?
Yes, but also supplies.
I don't think it supplies anybody else.
Oh, yeah, it does.
The 911 up there, you got
that
safety,
whole,
you got
the... Right. I don't even, it may even supply a UCAT, but I don't know that for sure.
I thought those were, that was city water that was just going up there.
I don't know that. All I know is that it's, we had a firm look at it. It needs a lot of work. This year, the main thing we need to do has to do with the cap.
Okay.
And eventually it's going to have to be recoded inside. We need a ladder in there. It's a safety issue there.
Are we checking up the total cost?
No. I mean, we will, but we will bill a portion of it to the owners of Golden Hill. We have an agreement with them where, based on their water usage and the overall water usage, they pay a percentage. Sometimes it's 45, sometimes it's 55%. We bill them for a portion of every capital improvement.
I got a question for you. Where does the water come from?
It's in the tank?
Is that from Cooper
Lake? I think it's the city of Kingston because we pay the city of Kingston.
Why do we have, let's take this to the next one. Why do we have a water tower?
Pressure.
The city of Kingston has a lot of pressure, though, Jim. It comes all the way down from Cooper's Lake.
Yeah, but you've got a 24/7 facility there, and if you have a fire, you need a lot of water in a big hurry.
Well, no, I understand that, but I'm just surprised that the city does it. Where they pump the water up to that?
Yes, there's a pump house. Yep.
I saw a little bit about water pipes and tanks last year. What was it? They had to shut something down, and there was I know there were concerns all over on the pressure because of they shut the valve down.
Yeah, they had a change out valve up there. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I haven't heard any complaints from the people at all homes up there.
No, but we're talking the pressure. If you ever needed to fight a fire.
Then you need pressure.
When you go up on a hill, you can't. That's why they put the tank up there because you pick up. What is it, when you see the buildings in New York, I read an article, you pick up 2 pounds of pressure for every foot of water height.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know.
And another thing, too, water tower and water tank work is expensive. I see it done in the town of Boston.
No,
I see it done in the town of
Boston. And I'm not even disputing that. Yeah. I am just curious.
I mean, I look at this number, it's really not out of the town.
Why we need to have a water
show because they can't pump it up there to the pressure that is required for all those uses.
Okay.
It's sitting up on top of a hill.
Well, I know it's up there. There's no question about it. But I always thought that the jail, mental health, they were all part of the Kingston Water.
They are.
But it's coming from that tank.
You pump it up into, you fill the tank and then draw out of it.
They're all using that, and that's why we look at everybody's usage, get the whole amount, and then get the proportion of that.
That's going to be like a contract that's going to have to be negotiated in itself.
We have that. That was part of the...
Right. And there should be a water meter there that gets read
the property
quarterly or
four time, whatever,
and then they get billed every time.
I'm good.
Well, so they agree with the outside, they agree with
this
is the inside,
this is the whole thing.
This is the inside.
I think this is, well, let's, let me look at the resolution. The resolution is for, I believe, the whole project. We're not doing it all this year.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it all has to be done, and as we can...
What do you do about water with this?
I looked that up on the internet. You can look it up. It's, you know, it's just what it says. It's, there are 10 states that got together and developed these standards for water. And,
right, yeah, the city has a little reservoir up on top of between Silken Road and
Pressurized reservoir. That's in up on a hill.
Right.
So that they pumped it up to the top of the hill. And
you just did that work in Austin not too long ago. That's just recent, right?
Yeah, I gotta go look at that. I've never seen that. I've heard about it, but I've never seen that reservoir.
Oh, the reservoir.
The what?
It's not really that big. It's high on a hill.
Well, I know that.
And there's a reason why they chose that site. Because it's high on a hill.
Yeah. They want gravity to work.
I'm entertaining a motion to move this.
I'm over.
Motion made by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Litt. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Motion carried.
Okay.
Resolution number 137, establishing capital project number 501, New Falls Road Realignment Project, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
I'll move it.
This resolution is so that we draw the herb to the happy deal.
The
happy deal.
Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Warren. No, all in favor?
It is
aye. All opposed?
It is aye.
That means it's fine.
Just wake up, Eddie. Resolution number 129, establishing capital project number 502, establishing capital project number 502, Public Works Administration, Building Renovations, Department of Public Works.
We need new steel doors. We would like to put in some new workstations because we're reorganizing our staff. We need to upgrade our alarm systems. We're the only county building that doesn't have security. You know, we don't have a guard at the front. We don't have metal detectors. And
wow.
To get some crazy people.
Oh, I bet you did.
So,
big
camera. Anyway, it's just upgrades that are, you know, beyond. Some of it will be done, we'll do it ourselves, but this is what we need to, we have three steel doors that are rusting and, you know, kind of expanded from the rust. They don't close properly. So, that's what this is for.
I'll move it.
No, second.
Motion made by Chairman Fabiano, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Anybody have any old business?
Is there anything we should know coming down the pipe?
What's going on with the demolition of the old jail? Has he went back to the back burner a little bit?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Actually, do you think that they're going to take a look at maybe doing that? I've been approached by people wanting to know how they've been looked at. We can do it in-house. That's a big job.
Yeah, well, it's not only a big job, it's a big liability. There's mold.
Yeah.
Asbestos.
Mold?
Probably lead. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's why it's taken.
It's been vacant for a long time.
Even left people.
Yeah.
I didn't think we used asbestos when we built it.
I don't know. I don't have no idea.
Well, when was it built? When was that
50s.
Built? That had to be a special.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was renovated by IBM.
Before.
When I went in there, they put in raised floors, they did all that stuff.
Not in that building.
Are you talking about the old jail or BRC?
I'm talking about the BRC.
I'm talking about the old jail.
Oh.
The old county
the
jail.
BRC.
Are you getting nervous about a wedding coming up or something?
Or what?
There. You're
who
it is. Get it on the record here.
You're
a little confused tonight. You'll be on the
That has never happened to me.
I remember 2 weeks before I got married, I smashed up one of the trucks I worked at the trip. My blood came on his job. I mean, I tore the muffler system off. I was backing up to the paver, and I was just, I don't know, angry. I smashed in the tree. Half an hour was our blood. He came on the job. He come up to me, the first thing he says, "You all right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Listen," he said, "you sure you want to go through with this letter or what?" He said, "You've been on La La Land for a month." He said, "I was smashing up trucks." He said, "If you were, you better pack it in." So that's what I thought this cat was doing. Anybody got any other old business? The only thing I have, last night, Legislator Green called me. She couldn't be here tonight. She had to go away. Sophie Finn building. Mm-hmm. All right. They had to do a roof repair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that completed? Do you know?
No.
Okay. Now, are they doing any, you know, how her, with her insulation, is it going to be sturdy enough for solar? Or, and, you know, is that all going to be looked into?
Well, panels are pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I thought that resolution went through in February,
yeah.
Right? For the roof project?
Yes, yes. Yes, February.
I think there was some, it was all over.
That was last month, Sophie Finn?
Yes.
Yeah, behind the high school?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a little rubber, flat, small roof.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
right. She talked about that last month.
Okay.
Was that the lower building?
Yeah.
You
don't get a lot of sun in that location.
That's right.
And even
yeah,
that
you know, where she has, she can
that's
the small
flat
that
roof. So why not put solar on it?
No, she's just inquiring if it's a possibility.
It's a possibility. The entire school has a flat roof.
Don't shoot the messenger.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, I'll find out some more about it, and I'll let you know. Somebody asked me at the last meeting about whether the $250 for Barry's shoulders was for Lucas, and I forgot to get back. It is for Lucas, and also there's more work that will be done on Lucas under some money. It's kind of similar to a TIP, but it's not the TIP, the planning board, the regional planning office has money, and we are going to get some money from them to do further. So we're hoping we can get it all done by
mid-range plans or anything being looked at as Sawfield Road up in the Tennessee, and that's when you get up above the town hall.
For shoulders or for
paving? It's too bad, but it's just the shoulders. I mean, there's no more.
I think that part of the way we approach these shoulder projects has to do with how much right-of-way problems we see.
Yeah.
So I'll find out about that. If there's anything, in Joe would know that. So finally.
I'm going to give Joe a call next week and talk to him about something. He's around. He's back to work in full bloom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just good. How are we doing with the salt budget?
With the salt budget? That's something else I don't, you know, I mean, I don't look at it all the time, so I can certainly find out.
Yeah,
I think we bought a lot of salt. We have to buy, we get it
from
the
country.
Right, we have to buy 80% of food. Something like that. I don't know. But Joe keeps track of it like a checkbook. You know, in and out.
I'm just curious.
I'll find out.
Just a quick question. It may not even have anything to do with it, but the linear park in Kingston, is the DPW going to be doing any work on that, or is that going to all be farmed out?
You mean constructing it?
Yeah.
I don't think we're doing that, but I guess that's a planning thing.
Yeah, I'm sure that since you heard anything, right? I haven't heard that. Well, you know, I'm just curious when it's going to begin, when it's going to finish, who's going to do it.
If it involves us doing work, we'll find out the day before. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
It is a possibility. I hope, I know there is a city council. I think we don't have to maintain it.
Well, you're not going to be maintaining it. The city's supposed to maintain it. That was part of the agreement.
Well, I
didn't do a CG. Part of the same agreement with the sales tax and everything else, but
yeah,
the possibility of taking over the buses.
Anything else?
Oh, perfect. If there's nothing further, I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Legislator Litz to adjourn, seconded by Legislator Maloney.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do you remember quite some time ago?